The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Abraham Donko
and Najak Blay Ago.
In the headlines, flag bearers in 2012 general elections to meet President Mahama and Nana Akufo-Addo separately in Accra today. Chief and people of Osu celebrate Homowo with calls for peace and reconciliation. Ochinhene asks Ghanaians to depend on divine faith to sustain the peace of the country. Counsel for four convicted political activists in Tamale to appeal against sentence. Scientists at the Crop Research Institute challenged to market their findings for social benefit. And court in Egypt considering acquittal of former President Hosni Mubarak on murder charges. But first to the summary with Najak Blay Ago.
A high-profile meeting will today take place between presidential candidates in the 2012 elections and the two main contenders in the election petition. The PNC presidential candidate in the 2012 election, Hassan Ayariga, who is spearheading the idea, told Radio Ghana that they will meet the two men separately and appeal to them to accept the verdict of the Supreme Court, as well as appeal to their supporters to do the same. The Crop Research Institute of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research has been challenged to market their products to enhance socio-economic development. Interacting with staff of the institute in the Ashanti region, the Minister for Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Dr. Joe Otieji, said this can be done through regular organization of outreach programs to reach wider society. The lawyer for four NPP activists who were sentenced to 36 years imprisonment, Obri Buahini, says he will appeal against the sentence. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Buahini described the sentence as unfair and a travesty of justice. The four men were arrested following a political clash between NPP and NDC youth in front of the Somali Central Market about 4 years ago. And an Egyptian court is due to review a petition for the release of deposed President Hosni Mubarak. He is facing retrial for complicity in the death of protesters during the 2011 uprising that ended his removal from power. Mr. Mubarak's lawyer hopes his client will be released once he is cleared of the corruption charge.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
The news in detail. Presidential candidates in the 2012 election will today hold a high-profile meeting with President John Mahama and Nana Akufo-Addo. The aim of the meeting is to impress on the two to accept the verdict of the Supreme Court. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, the PNC presidential candidate in the 2012 elections, Hassan Ayariga, who mooted the idea, said they will meet the two men separately and appeal to them to behave like true heroes and leave to contest subsequent elections in case the judgment does not go in their favor.
We are scheduled to meet Honorable Nana Akufo-Addo at the president 11 a.m. in the morning, and then later in the day at 1 p.m. we will meet His Excellency John Dramani Mahama in his residence.
But Mr. Ayaga, who voted for this idea?
I actually initiated this idea, but I believe that 8 of us went into the elections and we are out of the elections, and we are still having difficulty with the results of the elections. And we believe that as a group of presidential candidates who contested them, we think it is necessary to talk to them and to appeal to them to allow peace to win and to continue to maintain peace in this country. For us, it is important to note that there are many elections that will come after 2012, and if we are not given the mandate for 2012, we believe that Ghanaians will make another decision in 2016 and 2012 as well. So we think that there is no need to put this country into a very hectic manner, and we think that it is necessary for all of us to fight for the peace of this country. We represent this nation. We are supposed to fight, maintain peace, and also make sure that this peace breaks the ordinary Ghanaian.
Mr. Ayariga noted that after the meeting, they will hold a news conference on Thursday to preach peace to Ghanaians. He further appealed to the people to believe in Ghana and its democracy and accept the outcome of the meeting.
after the meeting, we will have a press conference and like to also talk to our fellow Ghanaians and our supporters as well to respect the rule of law and to understand that Ghana is bigger than all of us. The press conference is coming on Thursday, and the press conference is not appealing to the NPP alone. We are appealing to Ghanaians. We believe that there are many Ghanaians who do not understand the concept of peace, and we think that it is necessary for them to understand that peace is the only thing that we enjoy. There are many Ghanaians who have taken entrenched position, and many people who are left to their feet, who we find them under uncompleted buildings, under the trees, who this information and this message does not get to them because they do not possess or have a television set, nor have a radio set. So some of this, we are praying to government to make sure that this information gets to them wherever they are. These are people who can easily cause havoc or mayhem, and these are the people who want to appeal to them. They're not sometimes they feel deserted, but we want to let them understand that no, it is the situation. By His grace, by Almighty Allah, we shall correct the situation.
That was PNC's presidential candidate in the 2012 elections, Hassan Ayariga.
Meanwhile, political scientist Dr. Theo Richardson believes the meeting is unnecessary. This is because some of the presidential candidates in the 2012 election compromised their position by showing support for earlier partisan stance, which does not augur well for the country's democracy. He therefore advised the flag bearers in the 2012 election to allow the tenets of democracy to work.
I think that this means by the other presidential candidate is unnecessary. I think it's uncalled for. You know, some of them have compromised their position. That during the debate, including Ayaga himself, you know, he was seen to have harassed an Akufo-Addo, you know, by coughing intermittently, or you know, that an Akufo-Addo, if he had not kept his cool, well, first of all, he may have done something else. And some of them even were seen to be opposing an Akufo-Addo rather than clearly, manifestly, you know, contesting for power. And I think that they accepted the election results. Akufo-Addo and APC said that we don't accept the election results. And they must keep their quiet and then, you know, allow, we have only about a week or so, to allow the Supreme Court to, whatever, to come out with this verdict. Because I don't think any of them should regard themselves as having any extraordinary knowledge or capabilities that some of us talking about in the industry. Allow the tenets of democratic policies, you know, to take hold.
You heard a political scientist, Dr. Theo Richardson.
Still on peace, the Ochun Union Saji Forum Committee of Retaining has urged Ghanaians to disabuse their minds from fear as the judgment day draws near. They should rather trust in God that there will still be peace in the country after the verdict. He said Ghanaians must have faith in the judges and trust that they will do what is right for the nation.
Assemblies of God nationwide have been directed to dedicate the 25th of August to pray for peace before and after the Supreme Court's verdict. In a statement signed by the General Superintendent of the Church, Reverend Dr. Paul Frimpong-Manso, it said recent events call for sober reflections and careful adoption of workable mechanisms for peace and tranquility. It notes that the country is at the threshold of a critical breach of its journey of democratic dispensation, but is confident that the country will pass the test. The statement prays that whichever way the Supreme Court verdict goes, it will reflect true justice and fairness.
The Ghana Development Communities Association, GDCA, is having collaboration with the Yembe Roman Catholic Peace Center, organized a peace forum on the election petition for the Andani and Abudu royal families and some youth from flashpoints in the area at Sunson in the Yendi municipality of Northern Region. The Bishop of Yendi, Vincent Soanai Boinai, said the forum is necessary in view of the pending Supreme Court verdict, in which the youth has a critical role to sustain the peace in the country. We bring you a news desk report.
Bishop Soa Boinai indicated that while it is acknowledged that the youth make important contributions towards nation building, they sometimes also get themselves involved in violent acts. He appealed to them not to do anything that will derail the peaceful coexistence in the country after the Supreme Court verdict is announced. He reminded them that Ghana is seen as a model of democracy and peace in Africa. He noted that without peace, all efforts made towards the development of their communities and the nation at large will be in vain. Bishop Soa Boinai advised them to use their energies in acquiring skills that will benefit them in future.
He warned them not to allow some selfish individuals to use them to foment violence in their areas. The steering committee member of GDCA, Alhaji Baba Abdullahi Mahama, told the youth that anyone who takes the law into his or her own hands will face the law. Alhaji Baba advised them to disassociate Dagon chieftaincy from politics because the problem of Dagon chieftaincy started in 1953 and 1954 when they had not been born. He said the time has come for the youth of Dagon to come together and solve the Dagon chieftaincy problem because nobody can solve it for them. During an open forum, the youth resolved to ensure that they will maintain the peace in the area after the Supreme Court verdict.
That was a news desk report.
President John Mahama has required of new envoys the country to use their duty tour as a springboard to open new areas of partnerships for the mutual benefits of their countries and Ghana. According to him, the role of the ambassadors has changed from mere ceremonial to a dynamic one, which requires critical and innovative thinking. President Mahama was receiving letters of credence from five envoys at Flagstaff House in Accra. The envoys, made up of two women and three men, are from Zambia, Colombia, Singapore, India, and Denmark. Here is Pascaline Adadevo with the details.
I'm very proud and honored to be here to be able to present my letters of credence under which the President of the Republic of Singapore has issued to me to be the next High Commissioner to the Republic of Ghana. I also have the honor to present the letters of recall for my predecessor.
The five envoys presented their letters of credence in like manner to President Mahama, the leader of their host country. They begin various terms of office during which they are required to promote outstanding foreign policies and build bridges of cooperation between their countries and Ghana. First to present his letter was Timothy Walamba from Zambia, followed by Jeeva Saga from India, Majid Thompson, Denmark, Claudia Quintero from Colombia, and Dilip Nair from Singapore. Ghana has maintained warm relations with Zambia, India, Denmark, and Singapore for many years, and their envoys feel at home. The only envoy amongst the five yet to enjoy the proverbial Ghanaian hospitality is Claudia Quintero from Colombia. This is the first time that country is designating a special envoy to Ghana. Mrs. Quintero is positive that a first-time relationship with Ghana will yield positive results.
We admire the democratic values of your country, and we admire the commitment that you have taken to shorten the gap of the social differences and the economical differences. You know, I visited the director to see how we can help in the national campaign that you are going to have for vaccination. Sooner than later, you feel happy to have Colombia among your friends in Ghana.
President John Mahama said a number of South American countries have expressed interest in opening embassies here in Ghana.
Even though we have not shared direct relations, I believe that your posting to Ghana is going to open a whole new channel of cooperation between Ghana and Colombia. I believe that there are many areas in which we can collaborate. Colombia is well renowned for its very special flavored coffee, and I believe that we can take a leaf from what Colombia has done with coffee. Ghana's main export is cocoa. We have a small coffee industry, but we've not been able to expand it that much. So it is my hope that with the relations that we're developing with Colombia, maybe in future Ghana would also have, you know, Ghanaian coffee as a preferred flavor of coffee on the world market. Colombia has some experience in the oil and gas industry. Ghana has just begun to develop its own oil and gas industry, and there is room for collaboration and sharing of experience between our two countries.
Ghana and India have strong collaboration in economic development. The Indian-Ghana Kofi Annan ICT Center of Excellence, Comenda Sugar Plant, and a proposed $1.3 billion fertilizer plant are all projects being supported by the Indian government. Singapore's ambassador Dilip Nair recognizes Ghana's trade and investment potential, and so he's in the country with 12 businessmen with expertise in infrastructure development, like the building of ports. He has invited a Ghanaian delegation to the African Singapore Business Forum to be held next year. Zambia will be celebrating her golden jubilee on October 24 this year. Timothy Walamba has extended an invitation from the Zambian President Michael Sata to President Mahama to attend the anniversary.
Pascaline Adadivo reporting.
In an effort to confront terrorism, insurgency and security challenges on the continent, a three-day workshop is being organized in Accra for Africa Air Chiefs to discuss and fashion out ways to promote peace, security and stability. Commander of the United States Air Force Europe for Africa, General Frank Guarino, says air power plays a very important role in combating extremist movement and that a country needs intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance capabilities to respond to threats and meet the needs of the people. Anamo Mari and Miriam Foster Tete, passing for Radio Ghana.
The forum, co-hosted by the Ghana and U.S. Air Forces, brought together 10 countries including Togo, Benin, Nigeria, among others. The conference seeks to harmonize efforts of regional air chiefs towards confronting threats posed by non-state armed organizations. Commander of the United States Air Force, Europe, Africa, General Frank Goring, touched on some challenges that hinder the ability of air forces to respond quickly to threats and gave some recommendations.
The exploitation of air assets allows us to engage the enemy when and where we decide and with the appropriate level of force while protecting the general population. ISR assets can also be used in peacekeeping efforts and allow early detection of potential treaty and rules violations. This capability allows peacekeepers to intervene before situations escalate uncontrollably. Today, modern combat zones are saturated with numerous obstacles, such as mines and improvised explosive devices, hindering the ability for forces to react quickly. A rapid show of force can be an effective deterrent to hostilities. In addition, air power provides the ability to enhance communications.
Participating countries are expected to share their experiences, work together, and apply lessons learned in order to enhance security in Africa and the world at large.
That was a report by Nanama Omari and Miriam Foster-Tete. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Flag bearers in 2012 general elections to meet President Mahama and Nana Akufo-Addo separately in Accra today. Chief and people of Osu celebrate Homowo with calls for peace and reconciliation. Ochinhene asks Ghanaians to depend on divine faith to sustain the peace of the country. Counsel for four convicted political activists in Tamale to appeal against sentence. Scientists at the Crop Research Institute challenged to market their findings for social benefit. And court in Egypt considering acquittal of former President Hosni Mubarak on murder charges.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. The chief and people of Osu in Accra have marked this year's Homowo with calls for peace as the country awaits the Supreme Court verdict on the December 2012 election petition. At the sidelines of the celebrations, the December 2012 presidential candidate of the Great Consolidated Popular Party, Dr. Henry Lartey, hosted a Kukui party for colleague candidates and political party representatives. Justice Mingil has filed this report.
The entire Osu township went agog in the celebrations with the chief Ni Okwe Kinkadouna and other sub-chiefs sprinkling the traditional food quickly at the traditional houses and principal streets. To add to the glamour of the festival, almost all the presidential candidates in the 2012 general elections savored the meal of thickly with palm nut soup at the family house of the GCPP leader, Henry Lartey. They include the leader of the United Front Party, Akwesia Deodike, DNC's Hassan Ayariga, and the only independent candidate, Jacob Oseyeboa. Former President Kufo was represented by his spokesperson, Frankie Jekum. They all took turns to speak to Radio Ghana on the need for peace as the country awaits the verdict of the Supreme Court on the December elections. First, the leader of the United Front Party, Akwesi Adeodike.
Ghanaians need to exercise restraint and wait patiently for the Supreme Court verdict. Whatever the outcome may be, I know it will not go down well with some one party, but we should understand that we have pregnant women in our midst, we have the aged, we have the disabled, we have children. So we should be able to think of these people and take the verdict in good faith.
Next is Hassan Ayariga.
We have gone through this many times, and as you all know, 8 months ago, we're in a situation like this, a situation of who got to decide who to be the next person. It is not something new to us, but I think that people are making it look like something different is coming. It's the same thing, it's just like going into a competition, and after the competition, the winner is been announced and mandate is given to the winner. It's a repetition of various elections that we have had, and this is not anything different. So I don't see any sign of violence in the system. But we only want to make it clear to Ghanaians that, of course, it's a petition. For that matter, we should attach some kind of respect.
The only independent candidate in the elections, Jacob Osayeboa, called on Ghanaians to protect the national heritage of peace.
What I would say is that as a nation, we've been given the second chance to deepen our democracy. Now, we lost it during the First Republic, but during this Fourth Republic, all of us must endeavor to consolidate our democracy. And if we'll be able to consolidate that, the politics must bow at the altar of rule of law. What that means is that let's allow the law to be supreme over our socioeconomic and sociopolitical dispositions. And then as a nation, we will have that opportunity to open up and catch up with those who has actually taken up the lead.
Dr. Abu Sakara of CPP added his voice.
Well, I think the first thing is that we should all recognize that everybody, the two sides involved, have had full opportunity to put their case before the court. Nobody has hindered anybody from talking. Everybody has been free to gather all the facts, present their case. And by doing that, you submit yourself to the ruling of the court. If you don't want to do that, then you don't submit your case in the first place. But by submitting your case, it is a case, it is a tacit understanding that we will all submit ourselves. And I believe that each and every one of the two sides is willing to submit themselves to the decision of the Supreme Court.
Next is the spokesperson of former President Kufuor, Frank Ejekum.
We should all stay calm. The results will go one way or the other. No matter how bitter it is for you at the end of the day, please accept it for the good of Ghana.
The GCPP leader sums it all up.
And since we were going to have the petition judgment, I decided I should call all of them for them to come and join me to celebrate the Homowo Festival and that we, the Ghanaians, have. On top of that, it shows that we are united, we are not divided. We have different views on how to solve Ghana's problems. That is all.
Justice Mingil filed that report.
You are changing it at Osage Farm waiting for opinion. He urged Ghanaians to disabuse their minds from fear as the judgment day draws near. They should rather trust in God that there would be still be peace in the country after the verdict. He said Ghanaians must have faith in the judges and trust that they would do what is right for the nation. Osage Farm waiting for opinion was speaking at a national peace forum in Accra. The forum, which was organized by the William Oforiatta Heritage in collaboration with the National Peace Council, was under the theme, One Nation, One People, One Destiny, Sustaining Ghana's Democracy. We bring a report by Rita Nyakon.
Osage Farm Waiting for Opinion said if Jesus was able to speak to the sea to calm it, then Ghanaians should not be afraid. He will do same and even more. The Osage unit said there is nothing impossible for God, so Ghanaians should just have faith in him. The Osage unit was hopeful and positive that on that day, the judges will be courageous and do what is good and right for Ghana.
The face of the 29th is in everybody's mind. But I tell you what, all that trouble is for a moment. Commonwealth. I'm sure the nine justices are parents and their grandparents. I'm sure they will decide what our future is. And I'm sure on that day they will be courageous to do what is right to God. When Jesus took a ride with the disciples in a boat, storm was great. He woke up and he was. He spoke to the sea and stopped the storm. The import of the story is not what Jesus did, because we know he's so powerful that he can do anything. We shouldn't be fearful. We should have faith in the nine men and women who sit in our Supreme Court.
A senior lawyer and former Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the Ghana Bar Association, Samuel Okudzeto, said, "Every country has its own problems. Some have been able to live above them. Ghana must therefore emulate and do same." He said politics has divided Ghana, and in order for it to progress, there is a need for the people to rethink and restructure their ways of life. Mr. Okudzeto said the winner takes all scenario is not helping in the development of the country and must therefore be relooked. The chairman of the Church of Pentecost, Dr. Opoku Onyina, said until Ghanaians learn to put the values of Christ first, they will continue to abuse one another. He advised Ghanaians not to only preach peace, but practice it, adding that peace is expensive, therefore Ghanaians must do everything possible to keep it.
Britannia Akun's report.
The Minister for Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Dr. Joe Otingi, has urged workers and staff of the Crop Research Institute of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research at Fumisua near Kumasi to be proactive in marketing their products. This, according to him, could be done by regular organization of outreach programs to reach the wider society with what they are doing to enhance socio-economic development. Dr. Otingi was interacting with the management and staff of the Crop Research Institute at Fumisua as part of a tour of some CSIR institutions. Bringing correspondent Thomas Nsuindi's report.
The minister's visit was the first since his appointment. It enabled him to appreciate the role the CSIR institutions are playing to help address food security. The CSIR, since its inception, has been outstanding in coming out with new innovations that have culminated in the release of various crop varieties that can stand the threat of climate change in Ghana. He encouraged the management to use brand names that will attract investors to their research work. Dr. Otingi also stressed the need for management to cut down costs in their daily expenses as they strive to remove themselves from government subvention.
Correspondent Thomas Nsuindi filed that report.
In foreign news, an Egyptian court is due to review a petition for the release of deposed President Hosni Mubarak. He's facing retrial for complicity in the deaths of protesters during the 2011 uprising that ended his removal from power. Mr. Mubarak's lawyer hopes his client will be released once he is cleared of a corruption charge.
Now to end the news, the main points again. A high-profile meeting will today take place between presidential candidates in the 2012 elections for the two main contenders in the election petition. The PNC presidential candidate in the last election, Hassan Ayariga, was spearheading the idea, told Radio Ghana that they will meet the two men separately and appeal to them to accept the verdict, as well as appeal to their supporters to do same. The chief and people of Osu in Accra have celebrated this year's Summer War with calls for peace as the country awaits the Supreme Court verdict on the December 2012 election petition. At the sidelines of the celebrations, the 2012 presidential candidate of the Great Consolidated Popular Party, Dr. Henry Lati, hosted a Pupui Party for colleague candidates and political party representatives. And the Crop Research Institute of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research has been challenged to market their products to enhance socioeconomic development. Interacting with staff of the institute in Ashanti region, the Minister for Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Dr. Joe Otingi, said this can be done through regular organization of outreach programs to reach wider society. The news was presented by Naja.